The important thing here is that I know it's always said that a book needs to be sheeted somewhere. I sheeted this book on characters. I certainly needed to put it somewhere, definitely. And that's set in West Africa. I needed an element of illegality, abuse, slavery and drugs were the two things that came to mind of the period that I was writing about. And the only reason for setting it somewhere is to give it some foundation. The book is really about the characters in the book, the story. I'm writing another book at the moment called Second Chance, and that is also about characterisation, but it's also very much set in the Western Queensland area, across to the Diamantina and into Northern Territory. Now, I do need that country, so that's going to be much more prominent, the background to the story, than it was needed to be in Molly. And, of course, going to Scotland. Well, there is a traveller in the book, Molly, called Thomas, and he falls in love with her, and they escape to Scotland, actually, where Thomas comes from, and he's using his background and knowledge and security of Scotland to try and assist in improving Molly's mind. My surname's Welsh. That's probably the main part that is Welsh, that is not Scottish. All my family was Scottish, both my mother and father's side, except my grandfather married a Wiley, and he was a Welshman. Wiley being Scottish, my father was a product of him and his mother, who was a Scottish woman. And my mother was a Stevenson, so that was Scottish as well, so she was 100% Scot. So I am Scottish, really, with an influence of Welsh. I like Scotland, I think everybody does, really. But I do, and not only because of my history, but I've got friends up there, and I've been in and out of Scotland a few times, and it's got a specialness about it. The vastness, the tracts of land where there aren't any people and so on, and yet they're huddled into cities like Glasgow, which are overpopulated, but then you get out of there and you go into this vast area. Something like in Australia, in a funny way, even though it's a totally different country, you have the same thing. You've got the seaboard in Australia where everybody lives, then you get out of the seaboard area and then you've got the same sort of vastness, a different climate, yes, but you still come into these areas that are very sparsely populated, which I loved in Scotland.